Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you're driving around, just seeing the town, sitting bored at home, feeling all alone, fill up a glass, pick out a glass, we got the tea, we got the sauce, get queerified.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get queerified.
Hey guys, welcome back to Queerified. It's been way too long. This is Gigi Gorgeous.
And I'm Mimi. We've missed our listeners so much. Let's never go 2 weeks without talking ever again.
Honestly, I feel so out of the loop with you guys. It is so hard without talking to you. It was torturous. We'll be back in your ears every single week starting right now.
We hope everyone had an amazing and safe holiday, but let's get right into it. So Gigi, what did you get up to on New Year's Eve?
I was actually in Miami for the first time in forever, ringing it in with my close friends and, of course, my husband. It was everything, but I missed how hard Miami goes. I might actually still be tipsy from that last party there a few days ago. How was yours?
Jelly, so fun. Mine was definitely eventful. I flew to Aspen for a change of scenery, and the first few days were so glamorous and relaxing, but then we went up to the mountain and I got stuck on a ski chairlift because it was so cold, the machine completely froze. I was up there for 3 hours, literally about to catch hypothermia, but it was fun. I'd do it again.
Oh my God, that's my worst fear. Wait, what would the podcast have done without you? Thank God you were saved. But on today's episode, how do we feel about reflecting on the past year? Lessons, mistakes, goals reached, all of it. And talking about moving forward into this next year with our best selves, of course.
I love that. I'm still a little chilly from the ski lift, so I am in dire need of some hot tea to warm up.
Oh my God, and bitch, I was looking at some of the 5-star reviews people have left us, and they are so cute. I wanted to share this one by Nick Dolan from Australia.
Let's hear it. I love Australia.
Okay, so he wrote, I've been following Gigi's story vlogs from the very beginning, and to hear this podcast was being released was the news everyone needed. How cute is that, Mark?
So cute.
He goes,
so cute.
Mimi is just fantastic. Insightful, from experience, with a touch of zing. I love this pod. It's right up there with the other LGBTQIA plus popular pods. You know which ones. It's so fun. I love it.
Oh my God. We love you, Nick Dolan. Leave us your review because we're going to be giving shout outs from now on. Our guest today is going to shed some major light on big changes, self-discovery, and overall fierceness, which we all could use, am I right?
Oh, and before we forget, call us on our hotline at 1-844-QUEERYS. That's QUEERYS.
Let's make 2022 questions more real and raw than last season's. We're ready for you, so come on, dial in and speak your truth.
Today's guest is couture fashion designer, LGBTQIA+ activist, and my brother-in-law. So please welcome...
The August Getty.
Okay, we are back with none other than August Getty.
Hi.
The August Getty. How are you, August?
I'm good, Mimi. How are you?
Good. You know, here in Canada, I heard it's raining there. How are you guys holding up? Are you okay?
We're good. It's our version of snow.
We're living. Rain in LA is like, you know, few and far between.
A natural disaster.
Well, no one knows how to drive, so it's pretty much a national disaster on every freeway. Like, goodbye 405.
And the traffic stops, so it's fucking everything.
Because it just stops in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Well, we are very excited to have you on the first episode of season 2, the New Year's episode.
Happy New Year.
Happy season New Year.
Season 2, 2022.
We are in 2022. Can you believe it? That sounds like the future to me.
I know. I can't believe it. I mean, fingers crossed. Let's go in slowly. Uh-huh. Let's see how it goes.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of going in slowly, let's start with, yeah, let's ease in. Does anyone have lubricant?
No. Oh boy.
What are your pronouns?
My pronouns are he, him, she, her. kind of whatever you're public with, I'm public with.
I love that.
Or however I'm presenting usually. Like, you know, I'm kind of known for switching up my look, whether it's a wig or whether I'm wearing gym clothes. So kind of how I present is pretty much how I like to be referred to as.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but this episode this week is going to be a little bit different. We are going to be doing something that me and Gigi have done for like 15 years. We've been doing this since we were kids. And what we do is we answer these New Year's reflection questions at the start of the new year. So that's what we're doing with you, August. And we thought that you would be amazing for this episode.
Because I love questions. Don't you love questions?
We just love questions.
I love questions.
Yeah, we just wanted to really reflect on the past year and basically what we hope to accomplish internally and externally, and we'll all be answering each question. So, Gigi, are we ready to start?
Yes. The first question is, and I feel like these are out of our order for us, Mimi, but it's fine. It gets the sentiment across. Okay, so first question, what has been the biggest change in your life this past year? So 2021.
I can say this past year, I've had probably the biggest change of my life. I'm newly sober.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats.
A little bit over a month. And it's something that's going to affect the rest of my life. And so it's life changing. It has been life changing. Apart from that, nothing much.
Was there a moment that made you decide, oh, this is it? Like, I can't do this anymore.
Seeing the sunrise for one too many times. And I was actually listening to your podcast, and when Frankie was on it, and Frankie's a friend of mine too, and what he said on your podcast was so profound, how he was tired of not being relied on by his close friends and family, and that was such a hard hitter for me.
Right.
I was like, oh shit, can I cuss? Is that okay?
Of course, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit, I don't want to be that person. I can't be that person. And I lost who I was, and I'm kind of getting back to who I am, and I like myself.
We here on the podcast, we talk, I mean, this is like our safe space. So like sobriety has come up a lot, and Frankie J. Grande is one of the peaks of sobriety, I think, in my mind. I mean, he spoke about the bombing at his sister's concert and how his family needed him and he couldn't be there for that. And that was so like visual to me. Like, I just thought about me being like in that state of mind, not being able to be there for my family. And
it's heartbreaking.
It taught me a lot about sobriety. And I feel like that is like something that you are totally able to talk to and speak about, because this is like the place where we got a lot of positive feedback from that episode. People who are newly sober.
Well, something that I say to myself every single day is, I say nothing bad can happen with my sobriety. Nothing bad is going to happen because of it. It's only a good thing. Nothing bad can come from it.
Right.
And I can't even imagine being in his position where, you know, you might be fucked up in a situation like that and you want to be there, but you physically cannot be there because you're using.
Yep, physically, mentally, emotionally, it would be heartbreaking.
Mark, what would you say to this question?
The biggest change for me is probably the fact that at 29 years old, I finally feel like I've settled into life. You know, before this year, it really felt like life is really crazy. Like, I was like, life was happening and I was just hanging on for dear life. But, you know, as I stand here right now, going into 2022, I can honestly say that this may sound crazy, but I'm handling my schedule well. I have a great work-life balance. I have multiple jobs that I'm still able to go to the movies, go to the dinner with my friends, go to parties, go to birthday parties. It's like, it feels like I'm not just surviving, I'm thriving. And I think that has a lot to do, well, I know it does, but it's hard to talk about. But a lot of that happened because I decided to take my mental health seriously and I wanted to be a functioning member of society. So, you know, with my doctor, my therapist, my psychiatrist, I've been able to get to a place where I'm functioning. Like, I'm not so scared of things, so scared to do things. And I mean, I have to say, like, I've been able to do it without, you know, Xanax, Ambien, Valium. So that is something that, and no shame, if you need it, like, get on it, because it's really important to be happy.
But at least you're at a place where you can understand your mental health and what you need now. Because when you're not ready to face it, it's so hard because, you know, all the doctors, all of the specialists, it can be so overwhelming. But I can totally empathize with you.
If you don't get it, the doctors are saying is not going to matter to you. You're not going to understand.
I mean, what they say is still bullshit, but I'm kidding.
I mean, I can imagine. I'd be like, shut up. You don't know.
I can imagine.
You don't know me.
You don't even know me. You know, I feel like it's so cheesy to say, but the biggest change for me this past year has been something that I've always lived by, and it's don't sweat the small stuff. And I feel like that also goes back to mental health, because I'm one of those people, like I go on, and when I'm on, nothing bothers me. But it's like when I go off, it's like that's when things get to me, and that's when things really take a toll. But it's when you stop sweating the small stuff and you really look at the big picture, like what matters, who's there, you know, not the little, you know, comments that might be
picking your battles,
getting to you. Exactly. And like, I mean, there's this book I read, literally, I remember talking about it on my YouTube channel, like probably honestly almost 10 years ago.
Plug.
It's called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And I think it's even called like Bitch Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. But I've always thought about that. I'm like, am I sweating the small stuff right now? Is this something that actually matters to me? And it really does let you put that into perspective. Like a little fight you have with a friend, it's like, no, this is my best friend, it's fine. Like, you know, or like a work thing or whatever. It just, you really like can't harbor on the small stuff, because you just have to let yourself free of those things. And like, it feels like this weight that builds up on your shoulders. And I think that's one of the biggest changes that I feel like I still sweat the small stuff, but I'm growing to not do it more and more every year.
So you're learning how to deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, something in sobriety too, and I can actually take what you just said and apply it, because when you're newly sober, boy, oh boy, do you take everything personally. Mm-hmm. And you sweat the small stuff.
Right.
It's like you haven't, I came here earlier in the day to drop off something for Gigi, and everybody was asleep, and I was so annoyed.
You came here unannounced.
It was 10:30 in the morning.
What time was it?
I was sleeping.
I get up at 5. Princess, so I think everybody gets up.
Princesses don't wake up before noon.
And so I was like, okay, August, I cannot be annoyed.
Right.
So I broke into the back.
See, that's, yeah, so she still came in the house.
I still came in.
Right.
She didn't break in. She had a key. You can't break in the house.
She had the code. Oh, yes, it's family. Mm-hmm. It's fine. But that was one of the, I was like, oh my God. Like I woke up and the cameras had alerted me, and I was like, who the fuck was in my house? And I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. It's fine. So scary, right?
I can, yeah. quick sobriety story, or lack thereof, to be honest. I remember, I think this happened a few countless times when I'd have nothing to do and I hadn't gone to bed yet. And I would sneak into your backyard. Nobody try this, because they are heavily secured and armed. Here at the Getty Gorgeous residence. Yes. And I would realize that the entire house is locked, and I would sleep on their outdoor furniture until housekeeper was there to let me in. And then find the nearest bed.
Come on, sobriety. Check.
Come on, sobriety.
Okay, next question.
She's like, moving on.
Yeah, right?
Our second question of the year is, what achievement in 2021 are you most proud of? I'll go first. I'm proud of this podcast. Like,
I am too with
this
for you.
Podcast. Me too, Mark.
I'm so proud of this podcast. You know, it's not even that like we've gotten to interview people like Paris Hilton, Sarah McBride, Alicia Cuthbert. I don't know if people understand what that means to us, or especially to you. Lena Blackford. Mm-hmm. But like, I've been able to like help people. People message me on the daily, like, thank you so much. I really needed to hear that. Can I get your advice? And it's so humbling and fulfilling. And I'm really glad I was asked to be on this podcast. And the best thing is that like, I get to share this achievement with people like Gigi and the people you don't see if you're listening to this, Lauren, Stacy, Danny, Evan, you know, everybody who works on this podcast. It's a great achievement. I'm really proud
of
us.
And the fact that you get to do this with your best friend who, I mean, if you're an avid watcher of Gigi's, you would know Mimi from many years ago, not to age anybody. And the fact that you're able to work together now is so incredible. And it's so sweet and endearing to watch.
Aw, August.
I know. I wrote notes.
I second that, Mimi. I second that entirely. I think this has been so fun, and like talking to everyone, and like what we said in the intro at the beginning of this podcast is so true. Like 2 weeks, it seemed like forever not being able to answer your queries and talk to you and really like connect, because this has been a weekly thing. And sometimes
queries, queerified,
duh.
Queries,
stop.
But also queer,
August?
Stop.
But also queer.
Duh.
Are you kidding
queer
me?
Queries are queerified.
We're a well-oiled machine here on the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Put that on a t-shirt and ship it out.
And she listens, she says. It really is it really brings me so much happiness and so much joy. And I feel like another thing that I'm really, really... I'm really grateful that I get to do is just live loud and proud. Like that's an achievement that I've had ever since I came out. Honestly, it's like it's an accomplishment. It's an achievement. It's a goal of mine. Just live louder and prouder. And you know, I feel like we do that on this podcast, and that's definitely like just I feel like what I've been put on this earth to do. And now we get to do it together. August, what's one of your greatest achievements?
I definitely would say health. And coming to where I am.
Not
right
enough
now.
People think about health as an achievement or a goal or something to aspire to, and that is so important to say.
It has to be first. In my case, it has to always be first.
I love that.
But also just being brave and being fearlessly myself. Mm-hmm. And I also would say being authentic in my relationships. I'm a pretty fiercely independent person. And something that I've been learning to do is to rely on people when they say I can rely on them. And that's something that I'm learning to do. Put down, you know, sometimes the ice queen has to melt a little bit.
But only a little.
Only a little. I mean, I'm still wearing my ice, baby. Don't get me wrong. When it's right, it's right.
Okay, next question. What has been your biggest challenge in the last year?
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first, okay. Yes. I think for me, I know it's been COVID for me. I lived in Canada. My whole family is from there, and I miss them. I saw them recently in May. I was there for a project, but we couldn't hug. We were standing far apart. It's put a damper on my... Right? It's insane. And like, it's put a damper on my family life, my relationship, and also my work life. Like COVID really does like fuck things up a lot of the time. So that's been a huge challenge to overcome. Every single thing you do, it's always surrounded by COVID. And of course we need to be safe and things like that, but it just sucks because I've been home every single year since I've spent it with my family since I was born. So, you know, and now that I'm married, we do it on different days, but I go home for Christmas, and this year I'm not going to be able to. And it's just really sad. My grandparents are a lot older and all that stuff. So that's a big, huge challenge for me. And hopefully next year it can be
done. It really
does
give wake up calls too. Of
yes,
family.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, you choose to not sweat the small stuff and really take for granted the little like the little bits that you get with people while you can.
Mm-hmm. For me, the biggest challenge, and I don't want to bring this down, was that my dog went through some health issues, and unfortunately she had to have one of her eyes removed. And that was really devastating. I don't know if like I sound crazy or like a crazy dog person, but having your dog's eye removed is so devastating.
I just got a baby, and that is my baby. So I can only imagine how you
no,
feel.
No, I went over to Mark's house and stayed with him for a night. Mm-hmm. And the dog had no eye. And I was like, how are you doing? Like, this is, I mean, such a cute little angel. But I was like, how are you doing? And she put on a brave face, but I can only imagine.
She wasn't sweating the small stuff.
No, she wasn't.
Even though it's a huge, huge thing.
Oh, it's just so, it's very true.
It was hard for me, but it was so much harder for my boyfriend. And that was really hard because the surgery happened on his birthday. And like, we couldn't celebrate his birthday. Like, it was a whole thing. And the next day you came to Canada for work, and we literally worked. So I was, you know, doing a podcast with Brooklyn Heights, and it was just like rough because it was hard to be there for my boyfriend and like to see my dog in that state and live in my own reality. It was rough, but I'm glad it's over.
Come on, marriage.
Angels are with you, Angel.
Oh, how is she doing now?
Oh, she's amazing. So before she had her eye removed, it was in a lot of pain. Uh-huh. So now that it's gone, she's so much happier and there's no pain at all. So it's amazing. What about you, August?
Oh, Jinx, you owe me soda.
Wait, what's the question? What has been your biggest challenge in 2021?
My biggest challenge, it's kind of been selfish, but it's been really unfortunate. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of friends because of my actions, and I lost a lot of friends because of sobriety, but they weren't really friends, so that's kind of a positive. It's actually a great positive. Me hearing the drinks being poured in the background is literally bringing the biggest smile to my face.
I know, Mark.
I'm sorry.
Did you pour it from like 5 feet up? It sounded like one of those waiter pours. Like,
is this the right podcast for me to be on with these two lushes over here?
As he's talking about sobriety and losing friends.
No, let me just say, when August got here,
she had a 40-gallon thing of vodka.
No, it was
thick,
in the freezer.
A thick Russian accent saying vodka tonight.
August goes, make a drink. I was like, okay.
Well, I have to say it to people. I have to say it so people don't get weird around me.
Well, no. I said no. I said, let's have a little sober.
As if that would ever stop Gigi. Like,
no, I would have. I said, let's be sober. I said, let's have a little sober mocktails. You said, no, the real thing.
Okay, back to me losing friends.
Back to losing friends and sobriety.
Yeah, but my actions, unfortunately, I wasn't myself, and I lost a lot of relationships and a lot of my family relationships. Even, you know, my relationship with Gigi and Nats and Hillary and our chosen family. I definitely.
Well, I hope you don't blame yourself. It's an illness.
I don't at all. But I definitely put a strain on all of our relationships, and for that, I'm always sorry for. But everything that was kind of devastating for me in the past year, I need to take it by the gahungas and like own up to it and only use it to make a positive change for the future. So I guess like every misfortune that came from my own actions is actually going to turn into a positive.
Absolutely.
For
sure. That's literally life.
Yeah. The only way to turn things around is really to like focus on it and take it by the fucking balls and like, you know, face it head on. Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what you're doing. And like 1 month sober, it may seem like nothing because a month is just a month, but that's a huge deal.
It's 30 days.
Like,
that's 30 mornings.
It's like, you know how there's like dog years and human years?
Right.
It's definitely like that. I don't know where the analogy is, but it's been a few decades.
Yes. And I feel that. Yeah. 1 month.
Or just one long day. Actually, it's just one long.
No, and I'm so proud of you for that.
Thank you.
I'm just so excited for the future. And I feel like just starting 2022 is just like so major. I mean, everyone has like their...
Can you believe 2020 fucking two?
I mean, I really can't. It sounds like we're in like, what's that movie or that show, The Jetsons?
Or like Blade Runner or something.
Yeah, it's like in 2022, there's like...
I just watched The Matrix, the second one. Uh-huh. And they were like, it's year 2120 or something. Or 2100. I'm like, that's not that long
away. That's like 80 years.
And is it even going to look like? I just can't.
Dude,
I can't.
Seriously, Elon Musk is going to put us into the fucking Matrix. I'm telling you.
Well, the James Webb telescope is going up, so we're going to see life on Proxima B and the Alpha Centauri system.
I want to focus on this life.
Wait,
that's too
side note. I saw something on TikTok. I feel like the beginning of that sentence is just never credible.
See,
but
ya.
I saw something on TikTok. Somebody said that there was like this square thing floating on the moon. And put in perspective of like ratio and stuff, it was like the size of a building. Has anyone heard of that?
It might have been just like the space station.
It was
station,
like a perfect square on the moon.
I don't think there's life on the moon. There's no atmosphere.
I mean, I don't know,
but
like
would something? Here's my thing.
Kind of interesting, no?
Whenever
maybe it's a TikTok lie.
Whenever I'm gonna look that up. What are they called? Space astronauts?
Astronauts, yeah.
Whenever they say like there's no atmosphere there, I'm like, well, I'm not expecting like a dude from Brentwood to be like from the moon.
No, it's like
it's
aliens.
Gonna be an alien. They don't need atmosphere.
Yes, it's good. We're gonna find freaks up there.
But life. We're comparing.
Like, have you not seen
so
Spaceballs?
We're looking for life. We need water, an atmosphere. The James Webb telescope is in the air, so we'll see when we get the results.
Can't wait for Mr. James to let us know.
Can't wait
to
never talk about this ever again.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But actually, Gigi, TikTok is kind of credible.
I mean, they have like...
I learned feel a like pasta recipe.
It's believable.
There.
Oh, pasta recipe? I'm dying.
It was great.
I have a lot of food on my For You page. It's so embarrassing. Okay, so next question that me and Mimi do literally every single year. What in 2021 has brought you the most joy?
Oh my God, my dog.
No, not in, you just got him. You just got him.
I got him in 2021.
I know, but like towards the end.
I hated 2021.
That's okay.
Okay, no, you can choose that. You, who am I to tell?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Excuse me.
I've yet to meet
so
this
nasty,
dog.
So nasty, so rude.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you've no, okay.
Sorry.
So Gigi had one opportunity among many to come meet my dog, Pocket. And
Pocket.
She came, and the way to get them over to my house was to tell them that I had presents for them, like children. And so they came over.
That's so horrible. And it's so not true.
I told them to come over. Well, we were supposed to hang out at, I think at like 11 a.m., then 3 p.m., and then 6 p.m. And then I called them at 9. They said they were on their way. They came over at 11:30. And I go to bed at 9, like hard 9.
Oh, yeah. And the dog was in its crate.
Yeah, asleep. It was almost midnight.
I was like, wake the dog up. I want to meet her.
I gave them their presents, which were inflatable versions of themselves, which I ordered from the UK.
They
haven't
so
seen
cute.
Them in this house since I've been here.
Oh, they're downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
They're in the garbage. They're regifted.
No, they're not in the garbage. I would
and,
never.
And they look at them and they said, oh, thank you. This is great. Where's the dog?
Yes. And you were like, I can't.
I can't.
Well, I wanted to meet the dog. I will say August had a previous dog and then it just didn't work out. So I have PTSD from you getting dogs.
I don't think you...
I also just
you
made
also
that
didn't
up.
Meet yeah, the other
no, no,
dog,
no.
I don't think.
No, I love that little dog, Gianni.
Little dog was a full, like,
it was
Rottweiler.
Like,
oh, my God. Okay, so a lot of things have brought me joy this year. You on Canada's Drag Race. I have to be honest, that was really epic.
Oh, my God.
Very joyful. My boyfriend getting a new job. Mm-hmm. What brought me the most joy, I will say, was New York Fashion Week. Just being in the city and, you know, like, I felt like I was living my life in my city. I hope you weren't offended that I didn't want to stay with you. But, you know, I just wanted to do my own thing.
No, it's definitely the pits there.
No, I love that. And obviously seeing you at the Blondes, like, it was also the first time we were back in New York City because we were supposed to be there.
Right.
Before the pandemic. So that was definitely the most joyful for 2021. What about you?
For me, the most joy has got to be... Okay, so it's got to be Nats, my husband. Like,
got him.
It's just got to be like that really does. Like whenever I'm in a hard like pinch of a situation or like I'm maybe like second guessing a scenario I'm in or whatever, I really do just be like, I'm married to like my soulmate. Like I love my husband. Like that brings me so much joy. And also we're married now for 2 years. So like last year was just like another full year that we've been married and like together every single day pretty much. And like, it just brings me so much joy.
I love how you came for me about the dog I just got. And then you bring up a marriage that you've had for decades now.
I feel like I'll always say Nats though, because it really
That's
is
sweet.
Just like a fucking constant in my life that I'm just so thankful for. It really does bring me like pure
Is there anything different
cherub
from this
joy.
Second year, the second inning? That's different
well,
from
he,
the first.
He came out as trans.
Yeah, there's the trans aspect. I don't know. I feel like we just keep like learning. I feel like people always say like the first year is the hardest. And I don't know if mm-hmm. that's true for us, but I can see how it would be because mm-hmm. maybe you're not living with the person or maybe you just don't really know them that well. But him and I are still really figuring out things about each other. Like I can't even put my finger on one thing I learned about him or him, me, but we really are. Like little things he'll mm-hmm. do or little things he likes.
Surprises
or,
you still.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I didn't know you liked that. Like,
yeah,
well, it's just you never really like know someone so, so, so well. It's like we've been together now, I think like 6+ years.
That's crazy.
And it's like, I just feel like I still am so surprised by him. Like,
I think your foundation too, though, is you guys are really great friends.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You guys are literally incredible
and
friends.
And you love being together all the time.
Like, yes. He is your
you
best friend.
Don't take time away from each other. So, like, marriage, you were basically already kind of married before marriage. So now it just, like, is official.
Yeah, the only time I really don't want to be around him is like if I'm at the club and I'm like, I want to run because sometimes I get like that.
Sometimes you get like
and
that.
And I just want to run. But then I'll be like, babe, we got to leave. Where are you? That's the only time.
Gosh.
Okay. Our next question for all three of us is what is the biggest lesson you've learned in 2021?
Easy for me.
Go for it.
You can't change people. This is something I live by. When someone shows you who they truly are, and maybe you want something different from them, maybe you don't agree with the way that they're treating your relationship or people in their life or whatever, you can't change someone. They want to, they need to want to change themselves. And sometimes you're not really made to be best friends with everyone, or maybe you're not made to have these people in your life. And that literally has proved so true in so many aspects of my life. Like, I'll be like, but we need to do this together. Like, we need to do this. Like, it's not working. You need, I'll change, or you change. It just, it doesn't really work that way. You know, it's just everyone's, that's one thing. Just like don't sweat the small stuff. You just can't change people. You got to let it be. They're going to do what they want to do. How about you, Mimi?
For me, you know, the pandemic changed everything. It took away like so much certainty and routine and feeling safety. And it really did get to a point where the only thing I could do was like let go and let God. And I chose like hope. I chose to be happy. I chose to believe that it's gonna be okay. I didn't like lie in bed and thinking, oh my God, like what's gonna happen in the next year? I lost my job. Like, how am I gonna live? Like, where's money coming from? I just thought, you know what? It's gonna work out because it always works out. I'm very lucky in my life. So that for me is like, you know, just choose hope, choose happiness, and it will come.
Is that like a form of manifestation?
I didn't think of it that way, but maybe it is.
Right? Like if you just like think about it all the time, like it's fine. It will be fine. Like it will work out. I feel like that's what like manifestation is now, right? Like
maybe I was manifesting.
And didn't even know it.
I was manifesting. So I learned, the biggest lesson I learned in 2021 was how to manifest. How about you, August?
Amazing. Biggest lesson... I'm not great at learning new things. That's not the lesson. It's just a statement. But I think not being afraid of your own emotions, like if...
That's scary.
If I'm going to relentlessly love somebody or be in love with somebody, I have to voice it and focus on right now and not shy away from it and not really hold anything in and just... guns blazing, metaphorically, just balls to the wall, live your life unapologetically, as long as you're not causing harm to yourself or anybody around you. Just take your emotions and run with them with your heart on your sleeve.
I love that. Love that. I feel like so many people listening are just like, yes, bitch. Okay. Second last question. What are you looking forward to the most in 2022? I'll go first because mine is really, really simple. Traveling, bitch.
Me too.
I want to travel.
Traveling.
I feel like
give
you
us
don't,
a location.
Mykonos.
Okay.
You hate that though.
I do.
Yeah. But I've never been. So I feel like traveling, you never get to know people more. You never get closer with anybody. You never have more like big memories, big lifetime memories that last a lifetime other than when you travel. And I miss it because of COVID. And I just can't wait to go somewhere so gorgeous, make such great memories with the people that I love.
Only Mykonos? Where else?
Oh, I mean, the Maldives, I want to go. I want to go to Tokyo again.
Maybe 2022 is the year you take your honeymoon.
Exactly.
Nothing I still haven't. Oh, we need to do a world tour, bitch. We're going to do the Paris Hilton Carter special.
Everyone's invited.
For like one leg.
For me, it's the same. I want to travel to the Philippines, Ireland, Iceland, and maybe Spain.
Let's all do
like,
a castle
I really
in
loved
Ireland.
Love
castle in Ireland would be
Hell
insane.
Yes.
I feel like it's every castle there is probably haunted as fuck, though.
Oh, there are leprechauns there. Me and Nats spent a lot of time there as kids. We had a house called Gertalaka.
Wait, say that again.
Gertalaka.
Oh, you actually know it?
Yeah, Gertalaka.
Wait, no. Say it slowly.
Gertalaka.
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 Gertalaka. Gertalaka.
And there's,
how is that?
Like, you can just tell that there's a vibe.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Like hundreds of years old.
I love that.
Yeah.
like horseback riding in Ireland.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm scared of horses. Mm-mm.
Okay. Wait, August, you didn't say, what are you looking forward to the most in 2022?
I'm mostly excited about going back to in-person fashion shows, because what I've been doing for the past year has been much more scaled down and digital and online. First Couturier, it's in the books. First Couturier to do digital fashion right here.
Hell yes.
And you know, I'm always snooking for love.
Yes. I'm always, that's what you're looking forward to?
Yeah.
That's cute. Fashion and love. Hello.
Always.
Wait, what kind of boys are you into? Like, what are you looking for?
I'm into men.
And just boys, not girls.
Men.
Yeah, just boys. Yeah, men.
Well, I mean, I pretty much identify as queer over being gay, mm-hmm. just because if it's going to happen with a woman, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I don't
you
see
never
it happening.
If you ended up with a girl, I would shit.
I would need to really.
No, I would be like, when am I meeting them? Like, I would be shitting my brains
imagine
out.
Imagine it's just me in a wig.
Right.
And you never see us in the same room.
You're looking in the mirror. You're like, I love her. I'd be like, oh, shit.
Hi.
Oh, shit. We've hit a real problem now.
Oh my God. Our last question. Here we go. Gigi, do you want to ask us our last
sure.
question?
Do you have any New Year's resolutions that you've made since New Year's Eve? I can go first for this
go
one.
Go first. I'm going to take a second.
My New Year's resolution is, and this is something I've probably done for so many years, I really want to start working out like once or twice a week.
Oh, okay.
Cute. That's
I don't,
not bad.
I do.
You have to. You have
I
to.
I want to be more active.
Say like, Bible.
Mm-hmm. But I do.
Okay.
I do really want that. Like, and I feel like Nats. We haven't been working out recently. He loves to work out. I just do it to appease mm-hmm. him, and I feel great after. I will admit. But I just feel like it just
to
is something that I need to do. Yeah, because he's like, I need a buddy. I'm like, okay, this is marriage. I'll do it. But it's something
that's
I wouldn't
love.
Do by myself. But like, I feel like I really like kind of want to start. But who the fuck knows?
You
that's
should.
My resolution. I haven't started yet, but I really want to like do it like once or twice a week, even if it's just like a nice hike, you know, like something mm-hmm. active.
Okay, I have mine. Okay. My New Year's resolution is that I'm going to get Gigi on the Spartan race track.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh my God.
I just completed
it goes hand
my
in
first
hand.
My first Spartan race.
Oh yeah. Can we talk about that for a
and?
Second though?
Sure. It was I completed it in the upper percentile for my
congratulations.
For my group.
That's
you.
Huge.
Only two more to
what is the group? The... Gay?
Uh-huh. Femme.
You know what I said? I saw the photos from the race and there's mud on people's faces. They're wet. They mm-hmm. look crazy. I'm like, the photos I saw were horrifying. I'm picturing myself getting photographed like that. And I'm like, okay, I'll go
I
to a Spartan race
you.
If there's an LGBTQ rally day where everyone is queer in this
okay.
space.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just don't want to be like worrying about how I look like in like while I'm climbing a fucking rope wall.
Why don't we work with like the Ari Negetti Foundation or the LGBT Center?
Oh, I love that.
And we can raise money for all of our friends to do it.
Let's do it.
To raise funds.
Let's do it.
That'd be incredible.
And
that
we can have like
so
rainbow
cute.
Bandanas yeah. and like wrist guards. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe mm-hmm. we can even do it like really
like
super early
pins.
So nobody else will be there.
Pronoun pins.
Cute.
Yeah, like...
Mm-hmm. We should just make our own Spartan race.
I mean, I'm so yes. down.
Gigi's race.
In your
I
want to
know if I could do it. Like, I really want to know if I could get through it. Mark, what's your New Year's resolution?
I'm being very vulnerable right now, and it's very unlike me because I like to be measured in how I present myself to the
of
public.
Of course, we're reflecting.
But I have two. My first one is I want to be more relatable.
Oh, that's going to take
I
more than a
like-
year.
It, you know it. It's so weird, but I feel like people have a hard time. I feel like people have a hard time relating to me. Like sometimes, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I think like people think I'm crazy. Maybe to be fair, I am crazy. But
well, of course, you are a little bit. But I feel like people relate to you.
I mean, you don't have a podcast because you're dull,
right?
But also, see, that's one of the things I figured out. Like, for example, in the earlier episodes of these podcasts, people would be like, I have anxiety. Like, how? What should I do? And I would literally be like, get over it. Just get
oh
over
my God.
It.
Very so the old us, to, yes.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'm trying to be, like, more connected with people and, like, seeing people's struggles. And, you know, it's not that I don't have those struggles. It's just that, like, I've gotten over them and I don't like to think about them. So... maybe just get in touch with
your empathetic self, your empathy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's definitely number one. I want to relate to people more and connect with people more. Number two, I want to lose like 20 to 30 pounds.
Okay.
I want to gain those 20 to 30 pounds.
Yeah, August is on some kind of like a carb loading.
I benched 225 pounds today.
She's going to be a juice head.
Oh my God, huge.
I've never done that in my entire life. And I used to be a big, as I'm eating a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Well, you said you need to eat your weight.
Is this Frankie Grande's candy?
Yes.
Work, bitch.
Why, yes. Yes, it is.
And that's it. Wait, August, did we get your New Year's resolution?
I want to get this bitch on a Spartan run.
Oh, that's it. That's a cop out.
It's completely unselfish.
It will happen. It will happen.
Completely unselfish. Okay. I need. Okay. And it goes in line with hers.
I mean, I'm down. I'm down. Let's do it.
So speaking of the holidays, I was unable to get you your present in time for Christmas. So
okay.
I thought, what better option than to bring it straight here, right off the runway. And it goes in line
the
with
runway?
Your new fitness journey.
Okay, so Gigi is opening a gift. It's pretty big.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my God. Okay. It's really
She's unwrapping the present. It's a big, big bow. It really does go. I don't. Okay, so it's a big Bottega Veneta box.
Wait, oh, I was like, don't tell me.
Wait, should we guess what it is? It's a bag.
Okay, Gigi, what do you. No, it goes with your new fitness journey. And if I see these, this also goes with my New Year's resolution.
Oh, sneakers.
If I see these on the wall and not used once.
Are they boxing gloves?
No, I wish.
No. Wow,
wait,
I love it. I'm keeping this box. This is cute.
Mm-hmm. It's a green Bottega Veneta box. It's now open. There is white.
Okay, so there are pink
tissue
laces.
Inside.
Did you see some pink laces
there
on top of the Bottega Veneta bag?
Oh my God, I'm dying. This is a queerified.
They're sneakers.
Is this a queerified first?
It is, yes.
She's unraveling the gift.
What the fuck?
What is that?
Do you live?
Yes.
She pulls out a pink Bottega Veneta leather
Stop.
Roller skate.
Oh my God.
These are so cute.
Are you in love with them?
Wait, that's so cute.
They're scented.
They are?
Yeah, they smell like leather.
Oh. They smell so new. How cute are these?
How adorable.
If you break an elbow
of
or a shoulder.
Love you.
I had
to
have.
You know what? They're the four ones, though. So I feel like it's almost like moving shoes.
And there's a stopper.
These are almost too pretty to use, though. Look at
this. I know. That's what I kind of. I thought that it could also be cute in your podcast room. Like
oh, you're wearing that. You're using it. You're filming a story. It's
I'll
going
do a
on the
photo
Instagram.
Shoot. Very public affair. Mm-hmm. Jessica.
All the girls stepping.
Oh, my God.
Now.
I can't.
The cafe.
I'm obsessed. No wonder this box is so heavy. These are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love them.
Yay.
Okay, back
oh
in the
my
box
God.
They go. Wow.
Anyways, August, thank you so much for joining us on Queerified. And if you're
thank
listening
thank you for
at home,
having me.
Please answer those questions. Send us your answers because we would love to hear them. And August, I'm so happy you've had an amazing year. Will you stay with us to answer some queries?
I would love to.
All right.
I literally thought you were going to say, I don't want to.
I have no time. Okay, we will be right back.
I need these chocolates to get the fuck away from me.
Okay. Welcome back. We are here with August Getty, and we are going to answer some of your queries from our hotline.
Woo!
If you are not aware, if you've been living under a rock, we have a hotline at 1-844-QUERIES. That's Q-U-E-E-R-Y-S. Call and ask us anything, and nothing is off limits, and we need to hear from you. So here are some voicemails that we've gotten on our hotline, and you could be the next one. Mark, do you want to take us into our first?
Here we go, the first query.
Hi, Gigi and Mimi. It's Monet. I met Gigi in October, in the near end of September. Into October in this year on Super God event. So, hi Gigi, how are ya? Hope you're staying gorgeous. Anyway, my question is like, how can I help my mom understand me more? Anyway, stay gorgeous.
Hi Monet, that is a heavy question. Thank you for calling us and asking that query. How can you get your mom to understand you more? You know, sometimes people won't understand you. And what I like to do is I try to understand them. I try to find out, why are they so broken? Why do they think this way? And then, I don't know if I sound crazy, but then I feel bad for them. Because obviously there is something in them that is preventing them from experiencing life, living in the moment, being, you know, having a relationship with you. Because there's something in their head that's stopping them and has this wall and has them living in fear. So maybe instead of trying to get your mom to understand you, you can maybe try to understand why she's so, you know, not open. And you may find peace with that. Because sometimes it's hard to change people. What do you think, Gigi?
Oh, I think that she should just show her instead of like try mm-hmm. to understand her, try to understand the situation. I feel like just live authentically. And sooner rather than later, if you really are living authentically, people will start to assume that of you. Like if mm-hmm. you walk in the room and scream, "Hey, bitch," every time you enter the room, it's not going to be a surprise when you do it the 100th time. People are going to be like, she's going to walk in and say, "Hey, bitch." You know, like just be yourself and people will expect like, oh, that's her.
You're maybe, your only showcase.
Right. And like maybe you and your mom don't mesh like right now. That's fine. But like you got to live for you. Don't live for your mom, mm-hmm. you know.
That's also, good advice, Gigi.
Just remember like relationships with family along with everybody else, friends or significant others. It's never going to be coasting. You know, mm-hmm. if you're at the highest of your height, the happiest you've ever been, just be fully aware that you're still going to have arguments in the future. You still might have fights mm-hmm. in the future. And this right now is just at a low point. And it's not you that needs to be fixed. It's mm-hmm. not you that needs to change. Yeah. And you just might not be on the same path.
Oh, good advice, August. Thank you so much. Monet, thank you so much. Please call us if you ever need anything else. And we would love an update.
Love you, Monet. Okay.
Good luck, Monet.
Our second query.
Monet,
here we go.
Hi there. My name is Morgan Harris. I am from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I was just curious. It's kind of like a more sensitive topic, but as a survivor of sexual abuse, I have developed, you know, certain dissociative disorders and trauma and PTSD. This has caused me a lot of issues when it comes to being intimate, as far as like orgasming and stuff like that. It's just a lot harder, and I am seeking help mentally with like doctors and medication and therapy. But I was curious, what is something, if you guys have experienced anything like this, that you know helps to get yourself more present in the moment with your lover? Okay. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Morgan, for that question. August has an answer for you, Morgan. Here we go.
Well, I have an answer for myself, mm-hmm. Which might help. One of the catalysts for me being sober is I had a very traumatic thing happen to me, and that's what led to where I'm at right now. And I don't want to be touched for a very long time. And that was my mentality, mm-hmm. That I was estranged from people because of that. Showing physicality in other ways is something that helped me grow a bond with people again. I work out with my friends. I choose physical activities as a way to navigate through conversations almost, because it gets my body used to mm-hmm. trusting people and talking to them at the same time. And then slowly that can lead to you being more in control of yourself and being okay with physical actions. But my gosh, take your time. You mm-hmm. don't need to do anything right now. And your significant other right now or in the future, or you orgasming and climaxing, no one's putting any pressure on you, or shouldn't put any pressure on you, to reach that goal immediately. It's going to take time. But you will make it through to the other side. And I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. None of this is your fault. You will make it through. I promise. Does anybody else have anything mm-hmm. to say?
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, I love you, August. I just want to say, I think you're very brave and amazing for even answering that question so honestly. I mean, I have never been in this situation before, but I can say that I have had traumatic experiences in my life and have dealt with dissociative disorders and PTSD. I'm not going to go into it very much because August gave you a great answer, but one thing that helps me is to talk about it. I encourage you to talk about it, to vocalize it with your partner, to talk about it with people who will listen. And the more you talk about it, the more desensitized you will be to the trauma. And hopefully that will move you forward. What do you think, Gigi?
I think the one thing that will help shift this, not that it will ever go away. I think these things make deep, deep, deep marks on us. And I've had stuff happen to me and dissociative tendencies for a very long time. But I think the number one thing is trust. And where my head goes, and this might be like comical a little bit, but do you remember in 50 Shades of Grey where the guy character had all these scars all over his body from his mom putting out cigarettes on him, and he had to really trust the female character to touch them?
Yeah, he drew the lipstick on.
Yes, like it took them time. It wasn't, he was like, stay the fuck away. Like they did everything else but that. I think it's one of those things where it just takes time and it takes trust. And maybe it will help it over time. Maybe it'll happen really fast. Who knows? It's just trusting that person. I think the worst thing that you can do though is rush it. I agree with both of you. Like rushing it is just not going to help. It's going to mask it. And you're probably not even going to enjoy any part of it. So why even do that? For the other person, no, bitch. You need to be secure.
And something that I'm just going to add on to that too is that please acknowledge that your mind and your body are two very different things. And if one is ready to be intimate, if your mind is ready to be intimate, but your body's not, you might have reactions from your body that it's a sign, or your body might be into it, but your brain will not. I mean, this might be TMI, but I couldn't masturbate for a long time after whatever happened to me. And you have to become parallel with your body and your mind in order to get to that space again. But it'll happen.
It makes sense. Total, total sense.
Morgan, thank you so much for trusting us with that question. And August, thank you again for giving that great answer.
Yeah, seriously.
Anything
for Morgan. Should we do two more or one more?
Let's do two more.
Let's nail it.
Okay, let's do two more. Okay, our second last question. Here we go.
Hey, Mimi. Hey, Gigi. This is Leandro Belmer from Italy. I have a question for you both. What do you think about OnlyFans and in general of doing porn? Are you supportive of this? Would you do it yourself? Please be honest. Love you both. Bye.
Hi, I didn't get your question. I'm sorry, I don't speak Italian and you just spoke a little bit too fast for me, but if you would call in again.
I heard gay porn and
wait, you guys didn't understand.
I heard gay porn and no, all I could say is buongiorno.
I heard the question.
Oh,
I heard the question. I just didn't understand the name. But he asked, what do you think about OnlyFans?
I was like, you guys really didn't understand.
I only heard a little part of it.
I heard all of it
but
perfectly.
But I'm all ears.
But I just want to say thank you. But anyway, so what do you guys think about OnlyFans and porn? And would you ever do porn?
I would never do porn, ever. I don't think I would ever have done porn, ever, in my whole life. I don't know if I would ever do OnlyFans. It's probably at a 2% out of 100.
You would never. I can completely say right now that Gigi would never do that. It's just not her.
Probably never both. But I respect, I have porn star friends. Right as I moved to LA, I was hanging out with these two people, a guy and a girl who did porn a lot. I loved it. I asked to be on set because I found it fascinating. Wasn't allowed on set, but I
was about to say that's a whole episode.
I think it's just really cool. I think it's amazing. If you can really do it and kill it, I think it's so cool because it is a business.
I could do OnlyFans, but if it's like a selective OnlyFans, like my friend does an eating show or like,
so not like
my friends, I don't think I could do a sexual activity on it.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so, I'm a Cancer. So I like a one man show, one man pony.
And once it's out there, bitch, it's out there. I'm
way too jealous of a person to even date somebody. But more power to career, if that's your career.
Yeah. I absolutely love OnlyFans.
Wait, are you on OnlyFans? No, like you have subscriptions?
I do not have an OnlyFans. Yeah, I do have subscriptions, yes.
Really? Okay, give us your top five.
Give us, yeah, come on.
I am not naming my OnlyFans subscription.
Wait, so let's
Timo
say
Timo Nunez.
Timo, oh, I was gonna say Timo. I saw he was on OnlyFans.
Yes, our friend Timo is on OnlyFans. That wasn't just a joke.
And do you subscribe? Do you enjoy?
Well, I wanted to support my friend.
And how is it?
No nudes. So,
Nudes.
Yeah, sometimes they don't do nudes.
Oh, okay, because I saw him promote OnlyFans, and I was like, Mark is gonna gag.
Do you remember that backdoor page that I used to go into?
Back page?
It was the backdoor page of OnlyFans to see if my exes were on OnlyFans.
No.
It shows you like who's on it and all their pictures.
No.
It's this like secret website. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say that.
Oh my God.
Here, after.
Oh my God. No, oh my God.
That's how crazy. I found out that
but
my
no,
ex
I do love OnlyFans. Oh,
okay. See, I feel like if you're going to do OnlyFans though, really give it. Like, that's just how I feel. Like,
I want to see toys.
We need nudes. I've never subscribed to anybody on there. I just know of people, and I've seen, like, on, like, Twitter, like, this is an OnlyFans photo or whatever. But I feel like if you're going to do it, you just need to go for it, right? Like,
yeah, and
show
I just
it
love
all.
That it gives sex workers control. You know, sex
and
workers
safety.
Get taken advantage of. Exactly.
Right, you're
safety,
in control.
Control.
Yeah.
And it's your business and you get the money that you deserve for doing the work that you do. So I think it's incredibly important. I think it's it prevents people getting taken advantage of. And listen, if you know any great OnlyFans, send them my way because
I
would love
to. You really won't tell us your top five?
Give
Why?
Us one. Give us one
Why?
That isn't Timo.
Whew. Well,
are they
no,
our friends?
It's not Timo. I
love
will...
seeing my friends do porn. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh my God, I'd be creeped out. I'd be creeped
it's
out.
It's so
friends.
Amazing.
Well, I've been very, very vulnerable on this podcast so far, but we don't need to get into that. But you know,
we'll do it
we'll
on the
tell
next
you
one.
Off.
We'll do
we'll
it
do
on
the
next
one. Thank you for that question. Wait, a second part of the question. Yes, I would do OnlyFans if I was like my body was super hot. I'll get there maybe at the end of the year, but
your
not
body
right now.
Is super hot.
Well, soon.
Very How many
soon.
Of you listeners would subscribe to Mimi's OnlyFans? Let us know in the next fall.
Please.
And tell me what you would like to see, please.
Oh.
I'm joking. Oh my God. Okay, our last question of this episode of this podcast. Here we go.
Hi Gigi. Hi Mimi. Hi future August. It's me. August. I was wondering. If you were an potato chip, what flavor would you be? And for a bonus question, if you had a mall in your basement and you had to pick three stores to be there, what would be your top three? I love you all.
Oh my God. Hi, Past
Oh my
August.
God.
Thank you
so
like
much
I'm
working on
in.
Like Wheel of Fortune.
I didn't
like,
even know that was you for a
like
second.
Wheel of Fortune, like welcome to your new prize.
Yeah, you're giving voiceover actress.
I love it.
Okay, those
Wait,
are really good
questions,
though.
Again,
so,
okay. August?
If you were a chip, what would the chip be?
And it has to be an LGBTQ potato chip. What flavor would you be?
Persimmon flavored because it tastes like.
Oh.
What's a persimmon?
Oh my
it's
God.
It's a fruit that tastes like.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Okay, I don't even know if I've ever heard of that.
Danny,
okay.
Please keep that in, but bleep it, but it tastes like.
You don't have to whisper. She's going to bleep it, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, mine would be, I would be an LGBTQ lime chip. And the three stores beneath me would be Gucci.
No, stop.
Why?
No luxury stores. That,
No. I want
stores.
Wet
That's
Seal.
No
I want oh. Quicksilver. Okay. And I want a Havaianas pop-up.
Okay, first store, Superdry. I love their shit.
Woof,
weirdly.
Woof,
weirdly,
woof,
I do.
Woof.
Adidas,
yeah.
Adidas.
Adidas, yes.
Adidas and MAC Cosmetics.
Work.
Mine would have to be a Cinnabon, of course. Uniqlo and Indigo Chapters, which is like a Barney's in the U.S.
Barnes & Noble?
Barnes & Noble. I'm thinking of Barnes & Noble.
She wants a Barnes & Noble.
Goodbye.
I can't with you, Mark. I can't
the pamphlet stand
that.
Is over there. Okay, so from my chip, I would have a Skittles-flavored bag. It's like
so
each,
it's sweet.
Each
that
flavor is like a different Skittle.
But not salty, sweet.
No, like salty and sweet.
So a crunch. Okay,
like
work.
Me.
I'm surprised they haven't
okay.
done that.
Would that be a corn collab. Chip or a potato chip?
It would be like the kettle potato chips, like the really like nice ones.
Gorge.
Yeah. the expensive, mm-hmm. like
the expensive
looking
okay.
ones.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So not a Pringle.
No.
Oh, I was thinking it was a Pringle.
That would be amazing because the rainbow.
For Pringles.
Okay, but my three stores: Orange Julius, because duh.
Oh, duh. Mm-hmm. Are you? Yeah, duh.
A tanning salon. Like fun. An at the beach tanning.
I should have picked that.
Definitely a Wet Seal.
Yeah. I don't even know what's in Wet Seal.
Or fuck all the way off. Abercrombie and Fitch. Abercrombie and Fitch and Colored Day. And I don't want
good
any
one.
Of the new ones with like Muhammad Ali on the t-shirt.
Yes.
I want old school mousse on the polo.
Yeah, polo.
And the striped shirts. And it's so dark in there that I feel like I'm at the Abbey.
You walk in, there's hot guys. They're wearing flip-flops and like a plaid shirt.
Talk about OnlyFans.
In the winter.
Yeah, talk about OnlyFans. Oh my God, all those guys that probably worked at Abercrombie are probably on OnlyFans now.
Or Dancing at the Abbey.
Or Dancing at the Abbey, literally.
August, thank you so much for that question. I love you.
Yes,
past
August,
tense, August.
Thank you.
That was so cute. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of today's podcast. Thank you, August,
this
for coming
on. This was amazing.
On.
Thank you.
We ended with your very own question. That's another Queerified First, a present and their own question. What are you working on right now? Where can people find you?
I am working on my upcoming collection that will be released this summer. My gosh, summer 2022.
So excited. What is it called?
I'm so excited,
soon.
Too.
Oh, you can't say yet, can you?
I don't think
you?
I can say yet, but there's a
okay,
lot of
no,
other excited side projects that will be part of this new launch. You can find me at August Getty on all social media, including my new TikTok, as well as on Instagram, Facebook, you name it, and also August Getty Atelier to see our creations.
Mm-hmm. Hell yes. I can't mm-hmm. wait. This next collection, I've seen the snippets. I won't spoil it, but it's going to be really, really, really elegant and beautiful.
And two things before we go. Oh my God, Kristen Stewart, in your gown. I was
wow.
fucking gagging, bitch.
Me
congratulations
too.
On that.
Do you know how long I had to keep that a secret for?
I can't. She fit ugh. It like a full-on model. Like, it looked
oh, yeah.
so good on
perfect.
Her.
Mm-hmm. And it was the first time she wore mm-hmm. something that wasn't Chanel, which I was so lucky for.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Bitch,
and
if anybody's not
come
seen
to Canada,
Hot Pink.
Let's have a sober night.
Let's do it. I was about to say no.
Mocktail.
I was about to say, like, fuck that, sobriety. I just caught myself.
It's still, we're a month in. We're a month in,
yeah,
people.
We're a month in, guys.
Well, thank you again for coming on. We
thank
love
you.
You're on Queerified.
I love you both. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you for kicking off season two. Thank you guys for listening. And we will be here, like we said in the intro, every single week. We are back to the regular scheduled programming. And we mm-hmm. will see you in the next one. Love you guys.
Thank you to our very special guest, August Getty, and thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at Gigi Gorgeous and me at Mark Maverick.
And as always, Queerified is a presentation of Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. Please listen, rate, and review. Let's get those numbers up, 5 stars only for 2022, and follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to season 2. Can't wait for the next episode. See you there.